If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
John Prine, why were you so great and I didn't even know about you? Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I am Gregor. Hi. I already closed the thing where I see what I talked about and what I should be talking about, so this is going to be weird. It's not going to be weird, but... Sorry, John Prine was an artist that I didn't really know about, and then he died of COVID-19 a month or so ago, and I got real involved in listening to a couple of his albums, and now whenever he comes up, I go back and I'm immediately sucked all the way back in! If you got to start somewhere, I would recommend the album Souvenirs, which is the album that John had flagged as what he wanted you to listen to on Spotify. So, oh man. In quarantine, I've picked up my guitar and been playing a ton, mostly Mega Man 2 boss songs. But then there's also a bunch of songs that 2-year-olds like. That's where I'm at too. I wonder if I could learn some John Prine and my kid would like it. Because like, mainly I play Banana Bread and Do Re Mi and... pretty much anything that Casper Baby Pants is down with. Hope you're feeling okay. I don't really have a lot today, so we'll jump right into kind of where we're at here. The news from today is, it's full of starch.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, almost 200 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington State, including 13 more deaths. We're about 2 days away from hitting the 1,000 death mark. Sad stuff. A casino in the north end of the Puget Sound became the first in Western Washington to reopen.
How?
Tribal communities don't fall under the same authority of the governor. You're going to have to bring a cell phone because texting is part of the admission process, and they'll take your temperature before you enter. Yeah, well, what if you're asymptomatic? Quiet, you! Also, no smoking. Coffee giant Starbucks is requesting rent breaks from landlords for at least a year, reports the Seattle Times. Yo, if Starbucks needs a break... how screwed are the rest of us? Now, if you're planning to hop in an Uber, either to drive or ride, you'll be required to wear a face mask for the foreseeable future. I mean, good luck enforcing that, but also a great idea. Get yourself a COVID-19 test today for free at T-Mobile Park's temporary drive-thru facility. QFC and the Mariners are teaming up to help out. You have to register ahead of time via KrogerHealth.com. And Washington potato farmers are giving away about a zillion taters today at the Tacoma Dome. They're filling the parking lots with 200,000 pounds of potatoes. And it's the type that are good for French fries. In an effort to clear their stock and feed the community.
You just got news.
There's a story from Nerd Talk. yesterday that made me really feel bad. You ready? Here we go. And it made me feel really bad because we're now at a point, we've clickbaited ourselves to the point now to generate revenue in this old way that is changing. We're doing so much clickbaiting that we have to make it dumber and dumber and dumber. And through the combined use of, like, emojis, shorthand text. Can you hear that in the background? My wife and kid making a bunch of noise. Yeah, through the use of all this, like, short-form anti-intelligence culture that's building right now, I just felt awful going to bed last night. Then I woke up and my friend, I call her Klaus. She's Caitlin. She lives in Berlin. Hi. I saw her posting about how she felt that the doom scroll of social media really wiped her out yesterday, too. And I was like, oh, we're at this point now where the oversaturation of all this terrible talk, myself included, I mean, I just did 2 minutes in the news about it. But the oversaturation of all that is really, it's becoming so heavy that it's, I don't know, it's making me feel awful. I don't know what to do about it. Like, there's an obvious overreaction of, like, I'm not going to talk about anything coronavirus ever again. I don't think that's it. But also, like, I want to stay positive. It made me feel so bad that I was like, how do I always stay positive? And that's not a good thing either. We don't want to always be positive, because if you're always positive, then positivity becomes numb and you have to go to, like, extreme lengths to feel happy, right? You need to appreciate the negative things. Anyway, there's a story from Nature, the publication Nature at nature.com, and it's about how the Facebooks of the world are propping up and shedding light and spreading information that makes us stupider. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A report in the publication Nature shows how researchers looked at 3 billion Facebook users to see how anti-science ideas like anti-vaccination have blossomed worldwide in the last few years and will potentially be the dominant viewpoint in as little as a decade. Great! Anyone else ready to pull the master switch at Facebook? Computers are being taught to teach by teachers, so tutoring can be tackled by these technological tools. Imagine if instead of the lady from Texas with huge plastic car earrings trying to teach you how to do geometry, you could instead rely on another cold, dead-on-the-inside machine to show you the way. Only one that would continuously learn to teach you better, instead of over the years ruining your ability to do math and destroying a future as an engineer. Sounds like I could use some therapy. And finally, in quarantine, I've really kicked around the idea of buying a simulator, either for racing or for learning how to fly a plane. If I didn't have a 2-year-old, this would be done already. In the meantime, how about a whirl on the new SpaceX simulator? To celebrate humans being launched into orbit from American soil, you could fly a Falcon 9 to space and have a Dragon crew capsule dock with the International Space Station. And it's very challenging. Yo, get at me when they drop the DLC for shooting Elon's Tesla at Mars. See a space car. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah. It's not the conversation I wanted to have, but it's the important one to have. A couple things to take away to make life a little bit more fun. Gonna work on jokes. Writing more jokes, writing better jokes in these things, so it's just like doinking around at people's expense for fun. I don't like name calling or anything like that, but 2, I'm gonna stop giving attention and lighting up things that are negative. Like, I can't stand the president and everything about him. Like, literally, I think everything about him. But every day, there's something to complain about, and I see everyone online constantly complaining about it, and I'm like, you're just giving him ratings. It's just, like, nonstop. It's exactly what he wants. He just feeds into the show business of it. Same thing, only in a different way, with Howard Stern back in the day, who made awesome comments about the president this week. But it's just, like, they just want attention. They just want to be celebrities. And so the more that you give them ratings, the more that they go. And so these negative things, the anti-science, anti-intellectual, anti-thinking and loving and living, man, all fueled by just like this confidence that's like usually supernatural or through the lack of expertise on now open channels. It's just really bad. And so I want to stop paying any kind of fuel on those fires and only talk about the stuff that's like important to me. That I don't know how to say this without sounding just like the opposite asshole to what I'm complaining about. Let's not delegitimize things that we've made legitimate through years and years of hard research and study. Okay, if you made it this far, thanks so much. I don't know. I guess go f*** myself, right?
The end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. Thanks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.